Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. I am really excited because I'm going to be interviewing somebody today that is a client of the Foot Traffic Formula. And she asked this really interesting question of, just show me the blueprint, like tell me what to do. And I love what I read her comment because that's how I am. I'm like, you tell me what to do and I will do it, right? And we expect this guru ahead of us, this expert, this person that's been maybe just a few years ahead of us to just have this magical answer. And I share with her what the blueprint is, what this looks like, and how we really created ourselves. And I'm excited for you just to kind of dig into that because maybe you're holding yourself, maybe putting a little bit too much pressure on yourself. Maybe you're a coach, maybe you have a mentor, you're in a mastermind, and they're putting these numbers in your head and you're not hitting it, or, you know, any of that. I'm just excited to be able to share. And what I like about Aubrey is she is a go-getter. She is somebody who is just like every day showing up, posting something new. She's done this, she's done that. You will hear in this episode, she's like, I've created 5 funnels. I have 5 offers. I have this, that. And we talked about, we've got to simplify, right? Yes, we want to create more, but we've got to get cleaner and tighter on what it is we're creating to really truly expand and hit the numbers we want to hit. So I think you're going to love this episode. I'm going to bring back more of these. Now, I should say this too, because we get tons of messages after this. These on-air coaching calls, these are exclusively reserved for my Foot Traffic Formula clients. I do not do these with the public, so please do not message unless you are interested in joining Foot Traffic Formula, but this is something that they get to do, and you'll hear me talking about more. But I've been getting a lot of people to say, I love these are amazing. So we are trying to get more for you. It's scary for some people. They're like, I've never done a podcast before, and then I'm going to be publicly coached online. So we've got some more coming, but I am definitely going to keep bringing these and trying to peel some people out of their comfort zone a little bit to be an example for you to hear and listen and get all of this great feedback. So I'm excited to dive right in. Welcome. This is with Aubrey Bursch of Easy School Marketing. Hi, Aubrey. Thank you so much for joining me today for an on-air coaching call. I am so excited to dive in with you.
Thanks, Stacey. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. And you're in the Foot Traffic Formula program, soon to be in Powerhouse 2020. I'm excited about. But this is fun for me to really get to dive in deep privately. I know I answer questions and things like that in the group, but this is a really, 30 minutes of a solid chunk of us to really dive into your business. And one of the things I saw when you had filled out the form to do one of these is you had mentioned how you're just kind of looking for the blueprint, right? Like, tell me what to do and I'll do it type of thing. And I love that attitude. And we haven't really talked about how to find that blueprint before on the podcast. So this is going to be a really good episode, I think, for a lot of listeners. So I appreciate that.
Thanks. I'm excited to hear your perspective. And I definitely want that blueprint.
Well, and here's the thing. So when you were talking or when you were typing this out, you said, just tell me what should I be aiming for? Like, should I be doing, 5 video blogs every week or 50 reach outs to potential clients? So this is a really, really great question. And it's something where we get so caught up in our goals and then we get so upset with ourselves when we don't hit them, right? But it's funny because you're picking these numbers out of thin air and you don't even know if it's realistic or if it's doable or if you could do way more than that. And here's the thing, you're asking me that I'm outside of your industry. So it's going to be even harder for me to predict or tell you what I think it's going to be, which you're thinking, okay, great. You're not helping at all. But what I want to hear you say, or what I want to make sure you hear me say, is we are kind of gambling on that first goal. We are gambling on how many vlogs do we think we should do, or how many potential reach outs could I do today? And when you start to put it in motion, you'll see what's realistic or what you're able to do or how many you're able to stretch to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So what I really want to know from you is, what are a couple of your big goals for 2020? Like, just explain that to me, and then let's really dive into maybe some examples of things you could be doing in your business.
Well, Stacey, for me, I think the biggest goal for 2020 is actually profitability, because right now I haven't taken on very many clients in the past 4 years because I feared burning out and taking time away from my family. So after I had the mindset shift this year and really kind of come to terms with, I mean, looking for role models like you, where you can have a great family life and still run a successful business. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what, it's time for me to branch out. It's time for me to take on more clients. It's time for me to become more profitable. And I think that's where I'm headed in 2020. I mean, yeah. I've got a lot of skin in the game. I want to make it happen. But yeah. I think working in other people's businesses for so long, I mean, my client's business for a long time and doing the ins and outs, it's hard for me to see in my business the big picture and yeah. the next step.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're very similar to a lot of people that come to me. They're very successful in what they're doing, but they might be working for somebody else. They're a contractor position and they're saying, why am I not doing this for myself? But it's this mind shift, right? This mindset shift of, okay, now it's my business and where do I go next and what I do? And then when you have stories in your head, like I can't be a good mom and run a successful business, you start to self-sabotage because you think you're hurting one or the other. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. So now I want to ask you, especially because as we're recording this, we've been going through the challenge and everything with Plan to Profit. Do you, in your mind, have a good example of a business model you want to follow?
Yes, I do. One that's 3 years ahead of me, I would say. And then there's the long-term one, of course.
Okay. And when you're looking at this model, do you feel like you can still be that amazing mom and have the family life as well as run that business successfully? Can you see that? Is it reality?
I can see it. I still feel like it's a reach, but I can see it.
Okay. That's good though. What about it is a reach? Like what is holding you back a little bit?
I think perhaps it's the thought that I would have to perhaps expand a little bit and get uncomfortable and spend money before I'm seeing money.
Yes.
That is a challenge, you know, and a mindset shift that I am trying to work on. But it's definitely what I see the successful businesses doing, you know, two or three years ahead of me.
So glad that we're bringing this up because it is so hard. When people say to me, oh, I can't wait to, you know, hire you. But as soon as I start making money, that's when I come to you. And I'm like, usually people hire me to help them make money, not when they don't come to me when they're already successful, right? It's like, this is not why you are hiring that coach, right? You're going, I want to be able to do this. So it is something that feels scary when you're investing in something or seeing, okay, I think this could make my money back, but I don't know, right? And I'm glad that you have shifted. I know you shifted. You've invested in yourself. But now it's time to say, I put the money in, time to get to work and utilize this the best that I possibly can, right? Like that is your goal, to get that money back. So knowing we are on a mission this year to bring in that money and really make more than we're spending, right? That's our goal. I want to ask you, we've talked about a few places of like, where are your people hanging out? Now, didn't we bring up LinkedIn for you? Wasn't that one of them?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So the question is, before you start reaching out and trying to get these prospects, do you already have your offer intact? Like, do you have a solid offer ready to go?
I have, by offer, you mean the products that I'm selling? Yes, I do. I've had my, within a very short period of time after I joined Foot Traffic Formula, I launched a website, like launched social, put together my offers. So
amazing.
It's there.
Okay.
It's there.
All right. But that's a big deal because before it wasn't there, which makes it very hard for people to check you out if they hear your name or you're at a conference and they're, you know, who is this Aubrey? And then all of a sudden you're non-existent on social media, or they find you on social media and you're like the cat lady and it has nothing to do with you said what you're actually doing. Right. So we need, not that there's anything wrong with being the cat lady, but my point is that's probably not your public persona online when you're trying to sell something specific. So that was a great step that you took, and I'm happy to hear that. So now you've got the offer, you've got like the look test, like what we call it. The next question is, how are we going to contact these prospects, right? How are we going to reach out? So where do you think they are right now?
Actually, I did a poll in a group that I was in at Facebook, trying to figure out, because my target market is, you know, directors of marketing who are looking to use for professional development. And then also...
You can be really specific on who this person is, because maybe this person happens to be listening to the podcast or knows somebody. So feel free to say like what it is you do.
Oh, okay. So I work with independent schools on marketing and trying to attract more families and keep them in the school longer. So that's what I do. And what I'm looking for is in my target market is a marketing director who maybe feels overwhelmed by the many choices out there with how to proceed, what strategies to do. I mean, there's so much you can do in marketing.
Yeah.
And to really narrow it down and make it easy and simplify it for them. So it's like step by step. Okay, we're going to focus on this. This is where you should go next. This is what's happening. So that's the type of person I'm looking for, because they're going to be looking for professional development. And I'm planning to offer, I mean, I offer a lot, and then I'm planning to launch an online course in the future that will also assist with that. Mm-hmm. In addition, I'm also targeting heads of school who maybe have, who need to build their marketing and development programs. They have like nothing, or like maybe the receptionist is also the marketing person.
Right. The receptionist is making $12 an hour is the head of marketing. Yeah.
Yes.
That happens a lot.
Yes. So those are the people I'm looking for.
Okay.
And
No, you can keep going.
So when I polled the group, I asked where their heads of school typically spend time on, because a school can have a presence in a lot of different places, but I don't know who's putting out that presence. Usually it's, you know, the marketing person, or it's, you know, communications team. So I found that the heads of school are basically on LinkedIn and Twitter.
Okay.
And then the marketing directors, I found a lot in Facebook groups. I'm sure they're on Instagram too, but I think the Facebook group feature is very appealing to them.
I agree.
So I've been interacting with a lot of them on in various groups.
Okay, cool. So I love that. Now, my question for you is, I assume your Facebook and LinkedIn profile are up to speed, where if they checked you out, they would see what you do and who you are?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so that's amazing. Now, are you getting anywhere with like engaging and talking to anybody? Have you actually been reaching out like privately to anybody?
I did reach out to a couple of associations that I really would have liked to have spoken at, you know, presented at, because that would have been incredibly valuable for me and them, I think. Yep. But given that there's a good amount of, there's like 10 big companies that really do a lot of the marketing and for independent schools, it's hard for someone who's just starting out to gain traction that way. Mm-hmm. So I've reached out that way, but I think the next step is probably reaching out more on an individual level. I mean, I've been offering value individually to people in the groups and sending them, you know, various things or free resources that I've created. But beyond that, I have not done as much personal outreach as I'd like.
Okay. Something to consider, and I don't know that you need to do it right this second, but you should definitely consider in the future doing your own Facebook group, because it's harder sometimes to pitch them on, here's what I do, versus, hey, join me every Wednesday. I go live at this time and I do a training for people who are in this position. You could start to really build some value that way. Now, it's hard to start a Facebook group when there's just a few people that you can get in there. Like, you need it to grow as fast as possible to really keep it engaging. So I wouldn't do it right this second if you're still trying to kind of grow and get out there. But it's something to consider when you feel like, okay, I could get 100 people in this group. Let's do this, and then start to grow it organically that way.
Yeah, I love that idea. Yeah, I'm not sure it's, I don't have the following quite yet for that, but I'm very excited to try that as my following grows.
So, okay, in these messages, you're talking to them, you're asking, you said something about the associations that you couldn't speak. Could you actually still go to the could you go to that event as just somebody in the audience?
So yes, I have in the past, and I had formed a relationship. So I wasn't cold calling necessarily for this, but yes, I could still go. And I still try to go to all the association places. I mean, some of them are further away than others, but that's my goal.
Okay. Because I can tell you there's a lot of places where I one day I'm thinking, You know, I'm sitting in the audience, but one day I'm going to be on that stage. And a lot of those stages have happened. So being there, just experiencing it and being able to say, oh, I've actually attended one of your events before, you know, and I could see there'd be a ton of value in providing this is another thing to be able to really share and show. When somebody tries to cold pitch me and I can tell they don't really follow me and they're saying things about me where I'm like, you're reading an old bio from like 5 years ago. Or somebody says, I've listened to every single one of your podcasts. It has a lot more credibility because I get that I want to listen to them because they're invested in me and I want to invest back in them. So that's something to consider for sure.
Yes, I think it's a great next step.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've already created a funnel in Foot Traffic. Can you remind me what your funnel goes to?
Well, I have like 5 funnels now. I created various resources. I had a lot of presentations that I created in my job that I found in Facebook groups. They were asking for things like this, like how do you present your marketing strategies to the board of trustees? You know, how do you get camp counselors on board at your school's summer camp to become brand ambassadors and stuff like that. So I created my freebies, my resources based on that. And I created funnels for each of them.
Okay. So you already said you have a lot of offers and now you said you have a lot of funnels. My question is, what is going to be like the number one funnel and the number one offer that you really want to go all in on?
That's a great question. And it's one I was asking myself the other day because I'm not getting enough traffic there.
Yeah. And here's the thing. So you're doing what I did and what everybody does. We think, well, I need to keep growing. So I need to do more. So you're doing more work and creating more offers when I think you could simplify a little bit and really go all in on one of those funnels and one of those offers. And what I would love for you to consider is even just running, whether it's running some paid traffic to it, or I know you don't want to spend a ton of money, but one thing you could do is be offering that one funnel inside of this private messenger to some of these people to build that list and to talk with them. And again, to give value, but don't keep creating more, right now, unless you feel like, man, I just missed the mark on these freebies and they need to be scrapped and I have to start over. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I think I go back and forth thinking, did I miss the mark so I was wondering if maybe I should offer the freebies without collecting email addresses inside a group or private message to people in the group and ask them which one they would like, what would they would find the most valuable, or take the topics then poll them.
Thank you. I was like, no. Yes. That was perfect. Do the poll of the titles of those and say, I'm thinking about creating a free offer or free, you know, download. What would be the most beneficial? Or I'm thinking about creating a training. Which one below sounds the most exciting to you? Let's see what people say. Okay. And you don't even have to say that. If it's somebody else's group and you don't want to publicly say that, you could say, you know, tell me below what you struggle with the most and make it be one of those titles and see what people like.
Okay.
That's a great idea. Focus for 2020 and then pick 3 topics and see what they say.
Oh, I love that wording. Where is your focus for 2020?
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, they're all picking this. Now let's go back to that main funnel. So when you build a funnel, it's the first step, right? I always say to people, don't just sit here and grow your following, build the funnel first, because when you have everything ready to go, now we actually can build a following because we have a place to send them and nurture them. So if anybody's listening thinking, why did she build this first? And then she's saying she's doing this because now she's got something to make sure when somebody comes to her, she's not sitting here going, I don't really do any of this yet. And then all of a sudden she loses that person. So this is great because you're doing all of the pieces you need. And now it's just time to really get in front of that audience and really try to keep asking yourself, you've been doing it a great job at this, saying, where are those, like, where is that client? Where are they hanging out? And then even maybe privately messaging some of them to say who you are and what you do, and say, if you know of anybody that is looking for something, you know, please keep me in mind, because a lot of times they have other connections they're working with too.
That's a great idea.
we hang out with like-minded people. People might assume, oh, she's a business owner. She's doing stuff in her business. She has other friends. No, as a business owner, all my friends are business owners, right? It's like you hang out with people that are similar in what you do. So if you're looking for a specific kind of person, they probably are friends with other people just like them.
That's true. Now, if I'm messaging these people and I'm trying to collect kind of market research, let's say, would it be wise for me to get on the phone and chat with them as well? Or is that spreading myself too thin and maybe not focusing in on where I need to go?
So one thing that I love to do in the beginning is I say to people, so pretend like I'm just starting a brand new business right now, but I have credibility in whatever it is I'm doing, just like you do. And I would message somebody and say, hey, listen, I am doing some free market research where it's going to take 30 minutes of your time. I basically want to ask you questions for 15 minutes. And then the other 15 minutes, you can ask me anything you want, or I can train or teach you on something specific in these areas. So what happens is people jump on these because they're thinking, yeah, I'll talk to you for 15 minutes and you can teach me something for 15 minutes, right? Be specific on what you can help them with so they know. And then that market research becomes, first of all, it can turn into so much. It could turn into somebody says this one sentence and you're going, oh, this is the title of the funnel. Like, this is what the opt-in should be, like exactly what she said. Or you start to see, wow, there's so many commonalities here. The offer, I'm heading the wrong direction. It should be this thing, right? Now, the best part is I've had people on market research calls who say, this is great. Do you do private coaching, or how do I like learn more about your stuff? So this could be a great way for you to get out there as a freebie, you know?
I think that's a great idea. And it's not off-putting, I think, if I phrase it in the way that you did, where I'm messaging these people and just offering, hey, would you mind doing this?
Yeah.
And I'll do this for you, and not pitching them anything beyond that.
And I would even say that. I would say, I'm looking to do market research. I will not be selling you anything on this call, because that's another thing. People are like, I'm not getting on the call with you. You're just going to sell me something, and then I'm going to feel obligated. But if you say there's no pitch, it is strictly for market research, and I'm here to give back and give you value so that it's mutually beneficial. This is huge. Now, what happens is, though, you promise you're not going to pitch. You don't have to pitch. But what's going to happen is when you blow people away with that 15-minute training, they're going to say, so tell me more about what you do. Right? Like, so who are you again? And who do you work with? And how do you help people? They're asking for you to pitch them, right? Now, and there's a way to do it without being like salesy and slimy. You're just filling them in with what you do. And that goes for any time you go to sit down at one of these conferences and the person next to you says, oh, so what's your name and what do you do? You need to have that one liner that explains who you serve and how you help them. And all of a sudden they're going, wow, okay, can we talk more? Can we schedule an appointment next week? I really want to hear more about this. I go to conferences and I sell all the time without ever selling. Like, you don't want to do it unethically or think you're going to go to a conference and make money off of somebody else's conference, but it's called networking. And when you can network in just an authentic way, people are asking you, what else do you do? How else can I find more about what it is you've got going on? So I want you to start really having real conversations with people. And I think you're going to see some good success.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
No problem. Okay. Other questions so far? Anything? We're close to our time. So what else can I help you with? Or is there something else that you're struggling with right now? You said you wanted the blueprint. Let's go back to that. I'm like answering your question for you. With this blueprint, I don't believe there is this magical blueprint. It is taking consistent action every day. But when you wake up, say to yourself, what is the one thing I'm going to do today to get me closer to my goal, right? So what I would love for you to maybe figure out with your offer is, what is your goal financially and how many people do you need to hit, right? So let's say you need X amount of clients at this price point and you decide you need 10 clients, right? Then maybe your goal is once every, maybe it's, you know, to get 3 new clients this month or something, but ask yourself, what could I do today to get closer to that? And that's where you start breaking down the record this many blogs or, you know, start Facebook ads, or because you're always asking yourself, where should I put my time today? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I feel like I'm not answering you though.
No, I think you are. I mean, it's true. There's no one blueprint for everyone. Yeah. And I think, I mean, this call was very helpful to me because now I know where I need to go. I need to do the market research. I need to get really specific about my funnel and my offer. And I need to get out there and really network with people. And, you know, I think through that, that's how I'm going to get to the clients. And then from that way, that every action I take will continue to move me to the place that I want to be.
Yeah, for sure. And here's the thing too, with this blueprint, somebody could come on and talk all about LinkedIn and give you the most amazing strategy. And if you implemented it, it could work well. But then another person could never bring up LinkedIn and share all these amazing other strategies you could be doing. And that could work well too. I think there's several blueprints to figuring this out, but it's really just constantly taking that consistent action. And again, not spreading yourself too thin with more, more, more. It's just like, what would be the best use of my time right now? Okay. But I, Aubrey, I can tell you are a worker. You are getting things done. I have seen that out of you and I love it. And I just want you to keep doing that because trust me, in the beginning of switching from what you're doing into your business, it can be a long road ahead, but it can be rewarding at the same time. And it can absolutely bring you everything you're looking for. And sometimes you guys, it's like you're one connection away from it just happening. Like one person sees something and they reach out and it just can explode. So really be open because whatever you're picturing or planning on in your head, it could be totally different.
Thank you. That was so helpful and inspiring.
Thank you. Okay. So I want to ask you two questions. So what has been your biggest takeaway or what have you enjoyed most about Foot Traffic Formula?
I think what I've enjoyed most about Foot Traffic Formula is the coaching. I think it was so beneficial for me to be able to ask yourself and like other experts in copywriting, Facebook ads, and everything like that. When I came across a stumbling point, a point where I might on my own have kind of fumbled a little bit and felt very overwhelmed, to have access to the experts and be able to have every single question I put forward answered was amazing. It helped me, you know, take action and move forward. I mean, I accomplished so much in 8 weeks. It was just amazing.
And it's not even over yet. I think we're almost 6 weeks in. This is amazing. So, and here's the thing, let me ask you, could you imagine doing that program as just a DIY and watching videos? Like no expert coaching.
No, I really needed I know myself. I needed the accountability. I needed the coaching.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like I buy a lot of courses and stuff too, but there's so many times I'm like, okay, this is great, but now I have 6 questions I want to ask. So that was a big, big thing that we said, we have to have people in here and we needed daily responses. I did not want people waiting 3 weeks to hear what I thought. You know what I mean? We needed our team in there every single weekday answering. So I'm so glad to have you. You've been amazing. And I really, truly cannot wait to see where your business goes. Now, if somebody listening happens to be somebody that would be a great or knows somebody that they've got to connect you to, where is the best social platform or email or whatever you want to share? Like where or website? You said a website. So what could they find out about you in case they're like, I have got to connect Aubrey with this person?
Well, you can find me at easyschoolmarketing.com and you'll find all my social links there. I would love to connect with them.
And that is such a great name, like such a great name to pick. Good. Well, you're the marketing girl, so that makes sense. So Aubrey, thank you so much. I've enjoyed having you and I cannot wait to see what happens with you in Powerhouse this year. It's going to be so fun.
It is. Thank you again, Stacey.